and look for the News Tip tab located on the menu toolbar. Submit your news, pictures, and video anytime, day or night. That's SteamboatRadio.com. And thanks in advance for helping to keep our community informed. Steamboat Radio, where the locals go for news.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Ready.com, enter your address and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Ready.com or call 888-525-REDY. 888-525-READY.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new brick you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-505-1608. 800-505-1608. 800-505-1608.
FM Light & Sons has been outfitting the West with each year's hottest trends in Western wear since 1905. Stop on in to see the oldest Stetson dealer west of the Mississippi to see what's new this spring. FM Lights has men's Aztec snap shirts and a wide selection of straw hats arriving daily. For the ladies, Lights has everything fringe, pants, tops, and jackets, along with dresses from mini to maxi for that fresh spring look. Don't miss this spring's latest Western fashions at FM Light & Sons in downtown Steamboat Springs.
Jason here from One Off Auto Center with your car tip of the day. Nature is on the move this time of year, especially at night. Are you prepared to see that larger-than-life moose in time? High-performance lights let you see wider, farther, and sooner to spot that mammoth before he becomes a new hood ornament. Give us a call today to help you see the light. Better lighting isn't just looking fancy. It's about reaction time. That's your car tip of the day from One Off Auto Center. Book online at oneoffautocenter.com or easy to find off Copper Ridge Drive. One Off Auto Center.
We go the extra mile.
Alpine Lumber has joined forces with Builders First Source, making it twice as convenient to get your building projects done on time and on budget. Hi, this is Jimmy from Builders First Source, now with two locations, east of downtown Steamboat on Pine Grove Road and west of town on 13th Street. It doesn't matter where your project is, Builders First Source makes it quick and easy to get your building supplies. Lumber, doors, windows, trusses, paint, stains, drywall, and more. Builders First Source in Steamboat Springs, now in two locations.
The print shop everyone is talking about. It's Element Print and Design. Graphic design, signs and banners, direct mail, wide format printing, and more. We do it all. You've seen our work around town and in your mailbox. Now let us go to work for you. Yampa Valley's best print and design studio is Element Print and Design. Printing done right, done fast, and at a price that'll make you smile. 2550 South Copper Frontage Road, Suite 104. Online at elementprints.com.
The best sports talk
starts now.
It's The Lowdown with your host, Loen Epstein. Call or text us, 970-826-0550. The Lowdown, Tuesdays and Thursdays on KTYV. Sports on FM. Online at SteamboatRadio.com.
Times have come. Here, but then.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Lowdown right here on Fox Sports Radio, 105.7 and 97.7 KTYV, every Tuesday and Thursday night, taking you into the evening right here on Fox Sports Radio. Pleasure to be here. It is a big night. The NFL draft underway as Fernando Mendoza is the number one pick in 2026. The Kansas City Chiefs just traded out of the number six pick. They traded with the Cleveland Browns back to the number nine overall slot. We've got playoff hockey tonight, playoff basketball. I mean, it is a busy night in the world of sports. Joining me on the phone line, a good friend of the show, good friend of mine, Mr. Vlad and Chase. How are you, Vlad?
I'm doing great, bud. Really happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Man, let me just tell you, we're going to be ending the show a little bit early tonight for the Avs game number three from LA. And, you know, this series has been really so interesting to me, especially if you've watched all the games. I mean, for whatever reason, and you know, this is why we're bringing you on to help explain, you know, those who have watched the Colorado Avalanche this year are used to, you know, the President's Trophy winners, the most goals per game, the least amount of goals given up. And the LA Kings have really just come in here, and I understand they're down 2-0, but man, these games have been really a grind for this Colorado Avalanche team. I'm curious what you think about this series and how you think it goes tonight as the series flips back to LA.
Lowen, I was talking about this series actually for, you know, over an hour today with other insiders of mine, and they made this really good point about LA and just how worried they were for the Avalanche, because LA seemed to have really, you know, applied their style to the games, both of them, obviously in Denver in the opening first two games of the series. The biggest thing with home ice in the playoffs, it really comes down to the line changes. You get to have the last change as the home team. And so you get to have your matchups that you want. When it comes down to it, though, you also are going to have this other component that playing on the road is a simpler thing to do. You spend all of your time with the guys when you go to these road swings. You know, obviously, the series goes 2-2, 1-1, 1, right? So when you're there for 5 days, 6 days in one of these cities, you're spending all of your time really dialed in, talking, you know, with the guys or being with the guys. You're not necessarily pulled away for maybe a family affair that you need to go take care of. It just simplifies everything. And then also the game itself gets simplified. You can't necessarily do your matchups as much, so you're just playing a more straightforward game. The point I bring that up, this buddy of mine, we were chatting, and he said, man, I'm a little worried. And I said, think about it this way, though. The Avs have not yet in this series got a game that you would say, oh, that's Avs hockey. And they're still up 2-0. They have an abundance of skill. LA is probably one of the weakest teams of the 16 remaining. And so, yeah, this might be a good little wake-up thing, maybe get some bulletin board material in this first round. I think it's going to be – and I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but my thing – that I will say is Colorado wins 4-1 or 5-1 either tonight or in game four, and then they get this series. And I think they're going to sweep. I think they'll win tonight and then win game four and be ready to kind of gear up for round two. But one of them is going to be a 4-1 or 5-1 win. They're going to come out. They're going to really just apply, you know, Colorado hockey, and that'll be a really big moment for them and for them moving forward in this playoff push.
There's obviously a couple of interesting storylines with this LA Kings team. Obviously, you know, Darcy Kemper is one of the starting goaltenders for this team. And how good has Anton Forsberg been? I mean, you know, we were talking about it in our little text chain the other night. Forsberg has been absolutely nails for this LA Kings team. And the other storyline is DJ Smith. I don't even think a lot of people realize that the Kings are working with an interim head coach. And – you know, you do have to give him a lot of credit. I was just talking with JR on the segment prior, and we were talking a little bit about his Detroit Red Wings and the spiral that they had the last couple of months of the season. And the Kings were really the exact opposite. They fire their head coach. They put DJ Smith in the interim spot. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're going toe-to-toe with the best team in the NHL. I mean, is it a little bit impressive to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, all credit to LA. I mean, this is a team. I don't mean to fault them at all, saying they're one of the weakest of the 16 remaining. They're still in the hunt. And what they've managed to do this year is historical in certain regards. I think they tied or beat the record for most, this is like a crazy stat, Loan, but they tied to beat the record for most amount, what was it, maybe fewest like regulation wins that made the playoffs. They had, you know, over 30 games go to overtime. And man, it's one of those things where this team, they're gritty and they slow the game down like you've seen against the Avalanche, and they do it against every opponent. That's just the style. They're very, very counter. They're looking for the counter to make a quick punch, and they've got the skill set to do that. They picked up Panarin near the trade deadline to try and bolster, actually right before the Olympic break, to try and bolster their run, and he's super helpful, especially with Fiala breaking his leg at the Olympics. This is a team that knows how to stay in games, and that skill set alone has kept them inside of the season and as we move into the second season. So all credit to DJ Smith. He had a long runway to get this done with this squad. He's really, at this point, obviously an interim coach, yes, but he's made a great case for himself to maybe take over in the full-time role. And I just hope that he didn't have any glass that ended up catching him in spots that he couldn't shake out in the hallway, because how about that crazy experience at Ball Arena that delayed the game for 25 minutes? A fan shattered the glass, and it was nothing more than just, you know, the ruckus excitement, and it shattered right behind Smith and fell all over.
That was a crazy scene, and if you were watching that game, it totally messed up the flow of the game. I mean, both those teams were kind of moving the cup and the puck, and then all of a sudden you have like this 18-minute break in the action, and both teams came back and were just totally lackadaisical. I mean, neither team really even looked like they wanted to be out there. Like you said, you know, the Kings especially were just really slowing things down. Let me ask you, Vlad, I know that there is a ton of confidence in this Avalanche team. This is a very good Western Conference. You're looking right across at the other series going on last night. You know, for those of us who stayed up late watching the Minnesota Wild and the Dallas Stars go at each other's necks, I mean, that series has been unbelievable. You know, assuming you get by the Kings here and you're moving on to a very gritty series against either one of those two teams, what would be your main concern for the Avs? Like right now, as you've watched the last few weeks of the season, the first couple of games of the playoffs, is there any aspect of this Avs team that looks like a hole?
No, there's not. I think the goaltending has, for the whole season, been a 1A, 1B situation. It was fascinating to see Wedgwood get the first couple starts. I'd imagine they roll with him until he falters, and then Blackwood made as well in this run. But they've complemented each other so well throughout the whole year. So I have no worries at all about the Lumberyard back there. The biggest thing I would say is health, right? Right now, as it stands, we're a pretty healthy squad. And I think that, as you mentioned, they've got the confidence in their abilities. And Lowen, this might be the best team the Avalanche have put together. I think that the skill set they have just on the roster itself is probably better than their 2022 championship winning team. And so you look at that, and that was a team that was compared to the 01 Avs, who were legendary. And all of a sudden you're saying this team might be even better and deeper than that one. There's a lot of hope for Avalanche fans. And the nice thing, when you look across to that next opponent, it's going to be Minnesota or Dallas if the Avs win two of their next five games against LA. If you look at that series, you say go seven, like go the distance and have overtime and double overtime every single game. Wear yourselves out, because the Avs are sitting there, hopefully, you know, wrapping this series up in four or five, like I had to guess. But even if they go, you know, long in this one, you want to see Minnesota and Dallas hash it out. And they're doing just that. I think that's one of the most electric series of the first round. But you got to be excited as an Avs fan because you're just chomping at the bit to see the next opponent potentially.
Minnesota and Dallas, you know, two teams that are, you know, similar in a lot of ways, but I would say the construct of these teams is wildly different. I mean, you have Dallas on the one hand, which has been trying and trying to get, you know, to the promised land for the better part of the last decade, really. I mean, they've gone in the draft and they've built this team up. They've gotten guys like Jake Oettinger, who's, you know, maybe the best American born goaltender right now. You know, you've went and made trades for, you know, guys like Mikko Rantanen, who, you know, shook the trade deadline last year. You've built this team through the draft, like I said, going and getting guys like Wyatt Johnston. And then on the flip side, you've got the Minnesota Wild, who have kind of, you know, just poured a lot of money behind this team. You go and you sign Quinn Hughes. You make a really splashy trade for him. You give a ton of money to Kasparov, who, you know, a lot of people kind of criticized at the time. What is your take on these two teams? Do either of them have a legitimate chance at the Cup? I mean, which team are you more afraid of?
I mean, I think both of them have a legitimate chance, sort of. I say that laughing in the back of my head because we talk about the poverty franchises. I think Minnesota's one of them.
Sure.
Okay? And that sucks because Minnesota's the state of hockey, right? But you look at it, this team, what have they done since their inception? One conference final appearance, and it was back in 2002-03. Who did they knock off? The Avs inside of that run. Actually, the final game of the legendary Patrick Waugh's career was against the Wild in the playoffs. But that was the only conference final appearance they've ever had. It's nice to see Billy G making some moves, making some big splashes for the likes of Quinn Hughes, trying to get him to, you know, do enough around him to say you should stay. But it's just another poverty franchise. I probably worry more about Dallas. We've obviously gone against them in multiple series over the last, you know, 5-6 years. And we've had some success. We've also obviously faltered a little bit, including last year, you know, in that game 7 that was so tough when Rantanen got the hat trick. So a little bit more worried about a Dallas series, I'd say. But the interesting thing, because you talk to a lot of the guys who are on the inside, Dallas was built to beat Colorado, right? A lot of what you're talking about, the moves they're making, they're saying, they're looking across and they're saying, we're going to face the Avs at some point and have to get through them. Minnesota was built to beat Dallas. And it's
a great
like,
point.
You look at it, man, and it's looking at the next dog up above you, and Minnesota's been looking up at Dallas all season long. And so it'll be interesting, man. This series, I expect to go 7. And really, like I said before, probably one of the more electric series of the first round. And I got to throw it over to the Eastern Conference here just because I talk about the electricity around that one.
Sure.
Tampa Bay, the Lightning, there's the pun for you. And the Canadians are having just an absolute slugfest out east and probably my second favorite series in this opening round.
Well, let's talk about the Eastern Conference a little bit. Once again, folks, Vlad and Chase here, host of Never Far From Home podcast, former host of Blue Line Banter and No Boundaries, all very good, you know, hockey talk central. Love having you on the show, Vlad. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference a little bit. I mean, you mentioned the Lightning and the Canadiens, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say the big storyline of this first round has certainly been Boston and Buffalo. And, you know, obviously it's a huge deal with Buffalo breaking the curse. I talked about it a little bit with JR in the previous segment, but the Buffalo Sabres currently tied 1-1 with the Bruins in game number 3. What's your take on that team? Is it more of just a feel good story, or is this a legitimate team that could make a run?
Feel good story. 100%. You and I talked about this maybe 3 weeks ago when I was on the show.
Sure.
Kind of leading the playoffs. I made the poverty franchise comment as well. I actually listed out with my buddy I was talking with for an hour. We were like, who are the poverty franchises? Buffalo's one of them. Minnesota is one of them, and Columbus was the other one that we kind of hit on. Maybe Calgary as well, with an asterisk. No, great feel-good story, man. They've got a ton of really good talent there that's really fun to watch. They're electric. The interesting thing with the Sabres, and they showed it in game 1, you can never count them out. Boston had a 2-0 lead. All of a sudden, they lose 4-2. I mean, you just look, and you're 4-3. I guess Pasta got that late one.
I mean, it's incredible. The comebacks from this Sabres team, it really has been incredible to watch. And listen, I know that the Bruins aren't necessarily all that great this year, and they kind of snuck into the playoffs. Even Boston fans, you hear them talk about this team, they're like not very high on them. But man, that's a team with pedigree. Like any team that's, you know, scoring two goals like that, 2-3 goals in the final 5-6 minutes of a game. I mean, it's certainly impressive what the Sabres have been doing. It's crazy.
No, and super fun to watch. Again, you don't want to ever tune away from them, because if you do, even for a 5 or 10 minute stretch, you could miss, you know, a game completely swinging. But that said, I just feel good story. Do they maybe get out of this round? Maybe. I think the Bruins still might just finish this 1-6 or possibly 7. You're looking at a Bruins team with some teeth, and talk about a team with identity. They've been the same team with different names on the back of the jerseys for the last 15 years. You know, they went from Bergeron, Horton, and all the Tim Thomas in 2011 on the cup run to, now you've got the likes of Pasternak, who's taken charge, McAvoy on the back end, Swayman. So a pedigree team in Boston against a very upstart Buffalo Sabres team. The one thing that I really am going to have to harp on with the Sabres is just their youth. They have, I think, 3 guys on their roster, if memory serves, maybe 4, that have made any appearances in the Stanley Cup Final. Bowen Byram obviously won it with the Avalanche back in 2022. They just don't have quite the experience they need to go on a really deep run. And sometimes you talk about the youth and how, oh, they don't know what they don't know. These guys do. They know losing. They've done it for a long time. And they're turning this thing around in Buffalo. This just won't be the year they make a run to the finals. You need to cut your teeth a little bit, see how to win different types of playoff series. And it's really tough to do. You're facing an opponent you have to beat 4 out of 7 times. That's a huge ask inside of, you know, a 2-week span in the NHL. Doesn't matter what team you are. And they just have, I think, too much green in their locker room. I will say that like, you are looking at a team that in maybe a year or two, you're going to say, holy cow, if they shore up the goaltending and they don't have someone that lets in a backhand dump on a flip from the center ice spot, like, you might just be looking at a team that could be perennial contenders. And there's a lot of really fun guys to watch on that squad. So I hope the best for Buffalo. But at the end of the day right now, not their year. And we'll see. I'm thinking Boston is 6 in that one.
That's a little bit of the poverty shining through, like you were saying, Vlad. All right, give me a definitive answer here. You know, we talk about these teams that make it so close. You say you got to cut your teeth a little bit, and that's certainly true. And, you know, one of those teams I think certainly falls into that category is the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, the last couple of years, you know, it's been the Florida Panthers. It's been the Edmonton Oilers. Carolina has just come up short, man, time and time again. It seems like they have such a great regular season, and then they're just unable to kind of put it together, or they, you know, they fall to a very good team like the Florida Panthers were the last couple of years. What's your take on the Carolina Hurricanes?
They are the LA Kings of the East, LA East, or the Red Canes, whatever, Red Kings, whatever you want to say. But they're the upgraded version. So they play a very, very kind of, I don't want to say sluggish because they've got some speed, but they play a very counter heavy game. They're going to play tight, defensively structured with Brind'Amour at the helm. He's always had those team playing a great defensive structure and system. And then they're just going to chip it in, and they're going to try their weight. They have some skill. Aho, Svechnikov, some of these guys. Seth Jarvis is just phenomenal. I love that guy. They've got the counter-strike punch capability that LA doesn't necessarily. So they're going to, you know, they'll light it up. They'll probably win this series. They're already up 2-0 against the Senators in the series. And, you know, Tkachuk's been a little bit of a ghost in that one, which is a little surprising to me. But they'll probably push through that. I'd imagine we could see them in the conference finals again, potentially. And then it's going to be a really tall ask for them to make the finals. This Hurricane squad, man, imagine being a fan of Carolina. Like, you just run into really tough teams, and when you play the style they do, and they're very aggressive, they're one of the most aggressive penalty-killing units in the whole NHL. I mean, Brind'Amour's got them running at 110% if there ever was a percentage like that. And it's hard to do for 100 games, let alone push deep into, 108 if you're making a big run and you're not going to be winning every series 4-0. Like, that's just a huge ask on the body. That makes it, an 8 or 9 month season. And I think that that's partially what the Hurricanes have kind of run into. Teams on the other side and teams that can kind of, play with their system and go just as physical and be just as counter kind of heavy. And then they just run out of gas because they've been doing this for 82 plus games. And they've been doing it a long time now. These core guys with Carolina, like, think about it. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals 4 or 5 times in the last 6 or 7 years. Like, they're playing a lot of games and they've come up short. And I don't imagine this would be the year for them. There's a lot of proponents of it. I know that we're into, the betting world, and it's the Hurricanes and the Avs that are the heavy favorites right now in terms of, cup winners. But until they prove me wrong, Lowen, I'm going to keep betting against them when they get to the finals, or the Eastern Conference finals.
And who's that? I know you mentioned the Tampa Bay Lightning. It would be a fun rematch with the Avalanche. Who's your pick out of the Eastern Conference?
Man, Tampa Bay, I think it's a tough out. And they're going to face, if they get by this round, Montreal is upstart. And that, like I mentioned before, is probably a very close second in terms of just fun stuff to watch in round one. It goes Dallas, Mini, and then Tampa, Montreal. They would have to face the winner of Buffalo, Boston, and then, potentially a Carolina. I don't know that Philly's going to keep running, but they look really good too. Tampa's probably my pick out of the East. I'm going to go ahead and say it now, man. Colorado out of the West. I like them. Unless something happens injury-wise, I like how it's shaping up for the Avalanche. And then, how fun would it be to see that rematch of the 2022 Stanley Cup final? But it's a great time to be a hockey fan, Lowen. This is my favorite 2 weeks of the year. We get 3 or 4 games every night, and they're just so good. You look all the way up and down this lineup. There were only 2 series that went 2-0. Well, 3, I guess. Carolina was up 2-0 against Ottawa. Philly's up 3-0 against Pittsburgh in that series. And the Avalanche, 2-0 over the Kings. Everyone else split their first 2 games. And you know who I'm really looking forward to? And bet the over. Here's Vladdy's betting corner. Bet the over on Edmonton-Anaheim every game, man, because they don't know what goaltending is. They don't know what defense is. But both teams love to score, and they do it in abundance.
Total set at 6.5 for the Oilers and the Ducks. Game 3 tomorrow night. You heard it here first, folks. Hit the over. Bet the Avs. Bet the Lightning to go to the Cup. This is Vlad and Chase, everybody. Good friend of the show. Vlad, always love talking to you, man. We will certainly be checking in with you as we get deeper into the playoffs.
Would love to be back on again. This is great time if you're just a sports fan, right? You've got NBA basketball. You've got the draft, like you talked about. That's going on right now. Hockey's in full swing in the second season. Baseball's kicking up. Let's go, baby. Best time of the year to be a sports fan.
Absolutely. Vlad and Chase, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Man, oh man, the knowledge on Vlad is just incredible. Talking about the Avs, Western Conference, Eastern Conference, everything in between. There's your hockey talk right there, folks. NFL draft underway, like he was saying. We've got some big games going on right now, too. In the NHL, Sabres and the Bruins tied at 1-2. Hurricanes on top of the Senators, 1-0. About halfway through the second period there. And then, of course, you've got the Avalanche and the Kings tonight. That we'll have the pregame at 7:30, so stay tuned. Directly following this show, folks, we will have the Avalanche broadcast right here on KTYV. In the association, you've got some big-time games going on as well. The Atlanta Hawks leading the New York Knicks 88-78. At the end of the third quarter, Raptors on top of the Cavaliers in Game 3. That game live from Toronto, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter there. And in the NFL draft, we're through a handful of picks here. Through about pick number 15, we'll have all the updates and so much more on the other side when we return. I got Andrew Bilski joining me in just a few minutes here for some draft talk. We'll fill you in on everything that's going on. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. This is the Lowdown right here on Fox Sports Radio. 105.7 and 97.7 KTYV. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, folks. The Lowdown, Tuesday and Thursday night right here. I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Charlie here from Mountain Mattress and Furniture. With Mountain Mattress Best Price Guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on all the best brands in the country. We have the largest selection of mattresses in Northwest Colorado, and our family strives to offer the best service in the valley. So come on in to Mountain Mattress for a free nap. Mountain Mattress has been putting the Yampa Valley to bed for 20 years now. Mountain Mattress and Furniture on Loggers Lane.
Mountain Mattress is the place when you need to rest your face. Put our mattresses to the test, and you will see we're the best.
Hi, this is Jimmy from Builders First Source, now in two locations here in Steamboat Springs. And we're proud to support Steamboat Sailor Sports. At Builders First Source, we foster and encourage teamwork, and we know that athletics builds that strong sense of team and working for the greater good. Good luck to all the high school teams across the Yampa Valley.
Please support Builders First Source and all of our Steamboat Sailor Sports sponsors as they enable us to bring you over 110 live high school sports broadcasts throughout the year. Find the complete Steamboat Sailor Sports broadcast schedule and tune in at steamboatradio.com.
Hi, it's Savannah, the comb goddess. I have a new location at Eden Salon and Spa on 414 Oak Street next to State Farm. Come see us at Eden Salon and Spa. Hair, nails, skin, and lashes, all in one relaxing space. Eden Salon and Spa, downtown Steamboat.
Grande Law.
If you've been arrested or are facing criminal charges such as DUI, drug charges, assault, or any other criminal charge, at Grande Law, we will fight for your rights, your freedom, and your future. At Grande Law, we put complex legal issues into language that you can easily understand. When you need counsel on a major, life-impacting decision, you deserve an attorney who will listen to you, thoroughly examine the facts, and provide the best possible solution. Call Grande Law today for a free consultation or get more information at grande-law.com. That's grande-law.com.
The Town Challenge River A Series floats on with the Yampa River Challenge, an obstacle course of epic proportions. This Wednesday at the 5th Street Bridge at Workman Park, to the D-Hole at West Lincoln Park. Online registration is available until 8 a.m. race day. Racer check-in and registration is from 4 to 5:45, with a mandatory safety meeting at 5:45, and racing starts at 6. There'll be a post-race social where you'll enjoy free food, beverages, and fun sponsor giveaways. Learn more and register at townchallenge.com. The Yampa River Challenge is brought to you by Highside, Grassdale, Hala, Friends of the Yampa, Mountain Sports Kayak School, RUENRS, Backdoor Sports, and KCOQ The River. At 98.9.
Yeah! Central Park Liquor has gone loco on their tequila. Go crazy for Casadores, Blanco, and Repos at $20.99. Olameca, Plata, and Repo, an insane $22.99. Epsilon Blanco, $23.99. Wowza, Epsilon Repo, $24.99. Lalo Blanco, an unhinged $43.99. Oles Mole, Casamigos Blanco, $39.99. Casamigos Repo, $44.99. It's tequila madness. Mucho savings from your friends at Central Park Liquor. Stop by today or visit us at cplsteamboat.com. Shop wherever you might be. All specials are the 750 size, while supply last.
Hi, this is Izzy Gagliano from the Shecky Youth Wellbeing Initiative. Check out my monthly podcast, Voices of the Valley. Head to steamboatradio.com and look for the Shecky Youth Wellbeing Initiative tab. We discuss a wide variety of topics, including suicide prevention, an incredibly important issue. Voices of the Valley. Find it on your favorite digital platform or head to steamboatradio.com and click on the Shecky Youth Wellbeing Initiative tab.
The Shecky Youth Wellbeing Initiative, improving behavioral health services and support for youth and families in Rouse County through elevating youth voice.
Allen's Clothing is having its biggest suit sale of the year, just in time for prom and wedding season. Allen's is also Steamboat's only suit and tuxedo rental option in town. Allen's Clothing, your men's formal wear destination.
Hey, listen up. Take the next step towards your future with an affordable online degree or certificate from the University of Maryland Global Campus, an accredited state university. Classes start May 13th, and when you apply now, your application fee is waived. Choose from over 135 skill-based programs. Earn up to 90 credits towards a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Don't forget, save now with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Visit umgc.edu to learn more.
I'm U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. We all get distracted when we drive, whether it's from our phones or our kids in the backseat bickering. But how we handle these distractions can be a matter of life or death. Before you get on the road for your next road trip, please put your phones on silent and take a mental note to focus on driving.
Paid for by NHTSA.
The best sports talk
starts now.
It's The Lowdown with your host, Loewen Epstein. Call or text us, 970-826-0550. The Lowdown, Tuesdays and Thursdays on KTYV. Sports on FM.
online at steamboatradio.com.
Here we go, folks. Welcome back in. This is the Lowdown right here on Fox Sports Radio. We are through the top 10 picks of the NFL Draft 2026. Got to be one of the more interesting drafts we've seen in recent memory. NBA playoffs going on. Special thanks to Vlad and Chase, who we just had on, dissecting the NHL playoffs for us. We got a couple of good games going on right now in the NHL as well. But this is the Lowdown every Tuesday and Thursday night right here on Fox Sports Radio, 105.7 and 97.7 KTYV. Joining me now to go through the first top 10 picks of this draft, good friend of the show, a so-called draft expert. I would call him a draft expert, certainly. And one of my good friends, Mr. Andrew Bilski. Bilski, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I really want to talk to you about this number 10 pick by the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, wait. Too soon?
Yes, the number 10 pick traded by the Cincinnati Bengals to the New York Giants for Dexter Lawrence. What, you know, I talked about it a little bit with Forker on Tuesday. What were your thoughts on that trade, Bilski? The Giants trading Dexter Lawrence to the Cincinnati Bengals. Was that an idiotic move? I kind of thought it was a silly move on the Bengals' part, right? Why not just pay Trey Hendrickson and keep the number 10 pick?
Exactly. That sounds like a great idea. If you were planning on paying somebody on the defense, you already had a guy there. Why lose the number 10 pick? And look who the Giants picked. They got not only did they get Arvell Reese with number 5, now they have another offensive tackle. They addressed two of their main issues in the top 10 picks of this draft.
Let's go through
it. Just unbelievable.
Worst pick of the top 10 so far. Who would you say it is? I know you got it in front of you probably. The Chiefs trade up to number 6. They swap with the Browns, who actually made a great choice taking Spencer Fanoe, the tackle out of Utah. I've got mine in my mind. Worst pick of this top 10. I got to say it's Carnell Tate, Bilski, at number 4.
Yeah, why? In a draft that's so deep in the defensive position, why are you going wide receiver so early? I mean, unless they got some sort of inside film, or they must just really love this guy and he blew him away in the interviews. That seems very odd to take wide receiver that high. David Bailey to the Jets. What are the Jets thinking?
Yeah, it's got to be David Bailey too. That was going to be my next name pulling out of the hat. I mean, what is it about this guy, Bilski? I know you pay attention to the draft, and you know, obviously you and I both watch a lot of college football. Every year around this time, we love going back, looking at our you know, takes from 5-6 years ago, who we were wrong on, who we were right on. And David Bailey, man, it just seems like one of those guys. If you look at even just on Ohio State, you know, Sonny Styles, he's off the board. Caleb Downs, you know, obviously Arvell Reese, who the Giants, I'm sure, are feeling like he fell into their lap with the Titans taking Carnell Tate at number 4. But why David Bailey? I mean, am I missing something here?
I don't know. If you were looking for the fastest defensive lineman in the draft, you didn't pick him. You picked David Bailey. Nothing against David Bailey. He is fantastic. He's a beast. 6'3", 250, 4'5", 40. He's a beast. But at number 2, I think that is a stretch. I don't know what exactly they saw in him that made them go him over Sonny Styles.
Now, here's an interesting one. The Dallas Cowboys have just traded up to number 11. They are now on the clock. The pick is in. The Cowboys traded up one spot. This is interesting. They traded with the Dolphins. They gave up 4 picks, and they moved up one spot to pick right here at number 11. What is Jerry Jones thinking here?
I have no idea. Who does he have his eye on? They need help all over the field, except for wide receiver. I think they're pretty good there. They need help all over the field. Who are they moving up one spot to get? Is it Caleb Downs?
I would think it's got to be somebody like that. I mean, it just got announced a couple days ago that George Pickens is going to sign the franchise tag. So, you know, like you just said, I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb locked up. You got George Pickens locked up. Jeremiah Love in a one running back class is already off the board to Arizona. What could the Dallas Cowboys possibly be looking to do? We'll find out here in just a few seconds. I mean, I would have to guess that it's got to be Caleb Downs. Favorite pick in this top 10 so far, Bilski. Oh, I know. Yep. I know there's got to be. Downs. Is it Caleb Downs? Okay, there you go. Announce it here on the air. Caleb Downs, yep. Safety, Ohio State, to the Dallas Cowboys. There you go. What a great pick.
Yeah, what a great pick. They finally addressed something. I'm surprised he fell out of the top 10. But yeah, they addressed a huge need, and Downs is by far the best safety available in the draft class. And I saw him drop out of the top 10, and I was like, keep on dropping down to the Bears.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it a little bit. The Bears in this draft, number 25 pick, it's a lot lower than you guys are used to having. What's the number one concern for the Bears tonight?
I think you got your D-line, your secondary, or your offensive line. I would love to see the Oregon safety, Thieneman?
Sure.
I'd love to see him drop to the Bears, but I don't know if he's going to make it that far. Realistically, if we're going to go edge at that point, maybe Falk out of Auburn, maybe he'll be there for the Bears at that position. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Safety out of Toledo, you know how I love the Mac. McNeil Warren, I guess, would be the other safety I'd have my eye on if we're going to go defense. Unless Proctor from Alabama drops all the way to the Bears, I would take him over the other two.
All right, well, I've got some interesting rumors floating around right now, Bilski, and it is being said the Dolphins are on the clock right now. The Rams are next at number 13. It is being said that the Los Angeles Rams, this is shocking. Turn your radio dial up. It is being said that the LA Rams are going to take Ty Simpson with the number 13 pick.
What?
That is the rumor going around right now. It's being reported by a couple of guys, including Jay Glazer, that the Rams are going to take Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson at number 13 overall. And let's keep in mind, man, this is Sean McVay, Les Snead. These guys are the cream of the crop in terms of, drafting players. How shocking is that, Bilski, if they take Ty Simpson here at number 13?
If we're going off the eye test, I don't know what they saw. I've heard you on this show being very critical of Ty Simpson, and he did not perform on the biggest stage. And that's usually an indicator of someone who's not going to make a great pro. When you can't perform against the best teams on the biggest stage, that's usually not a good sign. I can't even understand why offensive minds like McVay would want to go with Ty Simpson. That's just baffling to me.
Yeah, Jay Glazer is reporting it. He's reporting right now that Sean McVay has actually told Matthew Stafford today of the decision and made it clear that it is going to be for whenever Stafford decides to move on. So, holy cow, man, that is a shocker. Ty Simpson going to the Rams here in just a few minutes. Again, it's being reported by Jay Glazer, who's, you know, obviously not a troll. He's an insider here in the NFL. But man, does that shake things up? Because the first thing that comes to my mind, Bilski, is obviously Joe Burrow. I mean, people keep telling me that Joe Burrow here in 2027 or 2028 is going to be the predecessor to Matthew Stafford, right? Isn't that what we kind of all agree on? I mean, this shakes things up an immense amount. I honestly can't believe it. Ty Simpson, though, is looking like he's going to be off the board. That has got to be the most shocking pick of the first round, no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, the eye test, you just watch him play and you're like, really? I can't even, wow. You just blew my mind. I don't even know what to say right now, except that Miami's on the clock, and I really hope they bring Miami product Reuben Bain Jr. over. That would be a great pick for them.
It looks like it's going to be Caden Proctor at pick number 12 for Alabama. Dolphins, the Alabama tackle, Caden Proctor, 6'6", 360 pounds, first-team All-American this year. That looks like is what is going to be the pick for the Dolphins here with the new regime. Obviously, you know, John Eric Sullivan, Jeff Hafley, the new head coach there with the Dolphins, Malik Willis. Listen, you know, I don't want to be too down on this Dolphins team. I know I rip on them a lot here on the show, but you tell me, Bilski, do the Miami Dolphins have the worst roster in the NFL right now?
Yes, but offensive line is an absolute need for them. They have what's the best position that the Dolphins have? Is it running back? Is it A-chain over there?
It's gotta
running
be. Back? It's got to be A-chain after they sent Jalen Waddle to the Broncos for sure.
You just got an offensive lineman. Great. You start building an offensive line for A-chain, because if you don't, he's not gonna last in this league. And that's a great pick. That's a great pick for the Dolphins. They knew, they must have had some inside information that they could go down and still get Proctor. I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping he'd drop to the Bears, but I was being optimistically hopeful there.
Now I want to get your take, just, you know, live on air here for one day when we go back and look at it. But, you know, you and I obviously have talked about Fernando Mendoza quite a bit. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked JR at the very start of the show. You know, in terms of the great number one picks and in terms of all the drafts that you've watched in your lifetime, is Fernando Mendoza, does he crack the top 10? I mean, is he up there even remotely? Because I'm not that high on this kid personally. I think that if this is any other draft, he's maybe the third or fourth best quarterback. What is your take on Fernando Mendoza? Will he succeed with the Raiders?
It's funny you mentioned Joe Burrow just a few minutes ago, because this really reminds me of Joe Burrow's season. He was less than spectacular. I mean, he was good for a lot of his career, and then breakout season his senior year right before he gets drafted. And Joe's just did the exact same thing. I'm thinking they got a solid quarterback. I really think he reminded me a lot of Alex Smith. He doesn't blow the doors off with his speed, doesn't blow it off with his arm strength, but he is consistent. He will complete passes, and he will not turn the ball over. That's what I see when I see Fernando Mendoza. And one thing the Raiders lack is stability, and getting a solid quarterback who's not going to turn the ball over is a great start there. It's a great start. And then you got Genty. He's not a top back in the league, but he can help open up that passing game for you if he can get his run game going. I think the Raiders were last in yards per carry last year. If they could increase that and get some openings, he has Brock Bowers to throw to. I mean, it's not going to be hard for him. I think he'll do all right.
All right, once again, Andrew Bilski here live on the Lowdown. Bilski, you and I usually give out one name each year that we both love. Last year, mine was actually Colston Loveland, the tight end that ended up going number 10 overall to your Chicago Bears. He was my favorite player in this draft. Give me one name from this draft. I know there's a lot to choose from, but give me one name, the Bilski pick, who we're going to be talking about 10 years from now. Keep in mind, everybody, it was just a few years ago Bilski was telling all you guys about Will Anderson Jr. Now, all of a sudden, that guy's making $50 million a year. Give me one name, Bilski, here that you are going to ride with for the foreseeable future.
I know you already mentioned it earlier in your show. Jeremiah Love is just so good. That it's a one running back draft. You're absolutely right. And I can't believe the Cardinals got Jeremiah Love. They were either last or second to last in yards per carry.
You really
with the
think
Raiders.
You really think that Jeremiah Love is going to, you know, succeed there? I mean, man, even in the last 5-6 years, there's been a long list of running backs that have just kind of gone there to die. I mean, David Johnson. I know all you fantasy football players out there remember David Johnson. What running back has succeeded in Arizona? I just don't know if I can get behind it. It's a great pick, don't get me wrong, but I just don't know if I believe in him long term.
Yeah, you make a very excellent point about running backs going there to die. But it's a new regime. They finally cut the ties. They finally cut the ties with their QB, and things are only looking up for the Cardinals right now. They're at the bottom looking up, and it's a great first pick for them. If they can get another, I don't know, maybe shore up that offensive line, you're going to have to go offensive line. You just drafted Jeremiah Love.
James
Conner.
You
got to go offensive line.
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of texts right now. People spamming me with James Conner. Yeah, that's a great mention. You know, James Conner was great in Pittsburgh. He goes to Arizona. What happens? He falls off a cliff. I don't even think he's around the league anymore, right? So going to be interesting, certainly, to see what Jeremiah Love does in Arizona. But I will say, just like I said in the first segment, I do think Jeremiah Love is a much better product coming out of college than Ashton Jeanty was. I think if those two were in the same draft, I'm taking Jeremiah Love over Ashton Jeanty every day of the week. As we run here, final few minutes in the show, Caden Proctor just went to the Miami Dolphins. Caleb Downs is a Dallas Cowboy. How about Sonny Styles going to the Commanders? I think that's a really great pick for the Commanders. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like he kind of fits in that defensive system with Washington. Jordan Tyson, the Arizona State wide receiver, a lot of people thought he was the best receiver in this draft. He goes to the New Orleans Saints. And then obviously Arvell Reese falls into the lap of John Harbaugh and this New York Giants team, the Ohio State product. And if you're wondering how many Ohio State guys went in the top 10, you got Carnell Tate at number 4, Arvell Reese at number 5, Sonny Styles at number 7, Caleb Downs at number 11. So you're looking at 4 in the top 11 there. Pretty interesting for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and certainly for the top 10. Bilski, any final thoughts before I let you go here?
Yeah, I've been sitting here thinking about it. I think Emmett Smith went to the Cardinals to die. Edwin James went to the Cardinals to die. I'm starting to regret this pick.
Right, there you go. So maybe Bilski is wrong this year. We shall see. Andrew Bilski, everybody, always a pleasure having you on. And we will certainly chat with you soon. Enjoy the rest of this draft. Enjoy all the playoff hockey going on. Always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Great show. I love it.
All right. Andrew Bilski, everybody. Well, you heard it here first on the Lowdown. It looks like the Rams are going with Ty Simpson, the quarterback from Alabama. Very interesting pick. There's going to be plenty of people talking about that on the radio the next few days. So stay tuned, folks. On the other side, we've got a ton of playoff hockey. We've got Avs game number 3 live from LA. We'll have the pregame show right here for you on 105.7 and 97.7 KTYV. Thanks to everybody. John Rain there in the first segment. Vlad and Chase catching us up on some playoff hockey. And, of course, Andrew Bilski with all the great draft talk. This is the Lowdown every Tuesday and Thursday night right here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the evening, folks. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Avs on the other side. Game number 3.
Mountain Eyeworks, open for all your eye care needs.
Mountain Eyeworks!
Let our family help your family see better.
Dr. Erica Musgrove and Dr. Brian Williams provide comprehensive eye care for all ages.
Mountain Eyeworks, located in Central Park Plaza in Steamboat and Victory Way in Craig.
MountainEyeworks.com.
Yo, 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 what is up, Steamboat? This is Charlie Green coming at you live from Mountain Mattress and Furniture. Don't waste your time or money leaving town for a new mattress. With Mountain Mattress Best Price Guarantee, you'll get the best price on Serta, Tempur-Pedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster, and a slew of other brands, combined with great service and a selection without leaving the valley. So come on in to Mountain Mattress and Furniture on Loggers Lane.
Mountain Mattress is the place when you need to rest your face. Put our mattresses to the test and you will see. We're the best.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Let me ask you a question. Do sports teams have a game plan for the game? Why? Do these same teams ever have to make adjustments to their game plan? Why? Listen, you've heard sports announcers say many times they made some adjustments at halftime or something similar. Don't you think an injury claim is the same way? Insurance companies have their own game plan against you, to beat you. You need your own legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we can give you your own legal game plan. We do give you a game plan, a strategy to win this war on your injury claim. We have years of experience doing this. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or give us a call. We'll help you.
For the industry's best post-frame buildings, homes, barns, garages, or any custom structure, it's Morton Buildings. See what Morton Buildings can build for you at MortonBuildings.com or stop by their construction center in Craig. Serving all of Northwest Colorado, Morton Buildings.
Hi, Steamboat friends. Charlie here from Mountain Mattress and Furniture, a proud sponsor of Steamboat Springs High School sports broadcast on KTYV Sports on FM. Whether you are participating, watching, or listening, a good night's sleep is important to good health. We have the largest selection of mattresses in Northwest Colorado, and our family strives to offer the best service in the valley. So come on in to Mountain Mattress for a free nap. Mountain Mattress and Furniture on Loggers Lane.
If you or your business would like to be a Steamboat Sailors High School sports sponsor, go to SteamboatRadio.com and click on the advertise button.